My mother has a diverse resume. Her outgoing type A personality drew her to careers in real estate, public relations, fundraising, and politics.
I have a background in marketing and sales, and it's been told I could sell ice to Eskimos.
That's my mom, Diane Hudson Harris. She even had a stint in show business. But there's one job that seems disjointed from the rest. The Methodist-raised suburbanite led the emergency food program in the mid-1970s at the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Less than a year into the job, she got an assignment our family would never forget.
I was asked to go and meet Mother Teresa at 30th Street Station. She was coming to town to lead a pilgrimage of hope on the parkway.
My mom and dad picked up Mother Teresa, who was traveling alone. No Pope Mobile. No entourage.
First of all, it was before the Nobel Prize, so people really didn't know who she was, I not being a Catholic, even more so.
But my dad, Ed Miller, is a devout Catholic. He filled Mom in.
I was very nervous about driving her. I knew I was in the presence of a saint anyway, a very holy woman.
I was very taken at the time with her simplicity. She had that famous white sari with the blue stripe, and I guess I'm another personalizing this. Couldn't help but notice she had a gray sweater. She had little holes in her sweater.
The former Ben Salem High School cheerleader ushered the Saint of the Gutters to her different events throughout Philadelphia in our family's tan station wagon.
And we were such an unlikely pair.
She discovered Mother Teresa had a sense of humor. For example, for a woman consumed with feeding starving people, Mother Teresa was amused by the commercial selling low-fat foods and weight loss products. They talked shop and visited some of the food pantries my mom helped organize around the city. Ann Healy Ayala was an intern at the time. She is now the Assistant Director of Nutritional Development Services and says my mom thought outside of the box.
I always felt like Diane was trying to take us to the next level. You know, she tried to connect the food cupboards with Hahnemann Hospital so that there could be nutrition lessons. She tried to hook food cupboards with the local city government so there could be support that way. She tried to get more press and publicity around a lot of these events.
It was after this tour around Philadelphia that Mother Teresa invited my mother to India to see her programs. 2 years later, they met again in Calcutta.
It was so much more than I could ever imagine. You can see on television people, you know, hungry and, you know, the images. But when you see it face to face, it's overwhelming.
Mother Teresa took my mother to a leper colony and the House for the Destitute and Dying. They even attended a meeting with former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. But the one memory that still gets to her is the time she spent in a nursery where the Sisters of Charity cared for babies who had been left on trash cans.
It wasn't done out of like a throwaway baby. My thought was that the parents were hoping for a better life, you know, for their children. Of course, you at the time were back home. You were about 2 or 3 years old. And, you know, I would always relate, you know, to you and think about you. If that had been our situation, what would I have done?
She asked Mother Teresa what she thought about poverty in the U.S., Her answer was, the problems here are worse than they are in India. She told my mother, you can make a dent in hunger, but the U.S. warehouses the elderly and sick.
Do we really know the poor in our own house, in our own family? Maybe we are not hungry for a piece of bread. Maybe our children, our husband, our wife are not hungry, are not naked, are not homeless. But are you sure that there is no one there who feels unwanted, unloved?
Mother Teresa returned to Philadelphia in August of 1976 to speak at the Eucharistic Congress. At her request, my mother took care of her, and my dad once again drove her to the different events. They remained in touch until 1979, around the time Mother Teresa received the Nobel Peace Prize. I've heard these stories at least 100 times. My only recollection of these events is of Mother Teresa's pruned hands holding my young face. She said, I'm saving a sari for you. And while it wouldn't have been a good fit, I still have a healthy dose of Catholic guilt turning her off or down. At times, my mother and I have had a challenging relationship. The battles over control and independence over the years sometimes overshadow who we really are. For the first time in a long time, I looked at those yellow pictures of my mother in Calcutta. Her wash-and-go Dorothy Hamill haircut, the pantyhose she wore that people sitting on the streets repeatedly snapped for a laugh. Now I see a woman younger than I am today who stepped out of her comfort zone to take a risk and used her talents to help others. And while many people have treated Mother Teresa as fragile, my mother saw her as an older woman traveling alone in a strange city who needed a companion. Mother Teresa even let my mom sew the holes in her sweater. For WHYY, I'm Monica Miller in Philadelphia.